Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 290 of the Player Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. And what is that, Arsene?
Talk about video games.
That's right. Talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler, discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the middle manager, Arsene Lakpa.
Hey, guys. So, you know, I'm middle manager Arsene. You know, it's really tough. It's really a tough decision to make here. But we will be cutting funding from the Player Player Podcast. We're actually going to cut the podcast in half. It will become the Player Podcast. We were going to cut the whole thing out, but, you know, we figured we'd throw you guys a little bit of a bone there. We know you guys really enjoy Player Player Pod. So it will just be one host talking to himself the whole entire time. He'll still act as if, you know, there's still a host, so there will be the pauses as if somebody was there. I know it'll be a bit of a learning curve for the listeners at home and for the host as well. But it's just something that had to come. The decision came from the top. You know, I know, you know what they say, don't shoot the messenger. We're not able to, although it's a very successful podcast, we'll say that. We can't afford it.
You forgot to add that we're only going to be talking about Call of Duty Warzone going forward.
That is true. The remaining host will be talking about Call of Duty Warzone forever and ever and ever.
All right, let's get into it. The new Call of Duty skins. What skins did they drop this week? What are we talking about? But we'll get to the whole Microsoft stuff because we will be smoking on that Microsoft pack. A little preview for you guys. I was going a little crazy in the cooldown. So, and I'm not going to say on who. There are multiple people who I had to go off on in the podcast. Multiple entities, I will say. But we're smoking that Microsoft pack, but not before we wallow in some positivity. Because we got to talk about Wadeys 2. Throw up your W's. Wadeys 2. Come on now. Come the hell on. Hades 2 in early access. You know, I'll tell you what. These motherfuckers heard the podcast where we were talking about early access. And they said, hold. We got you, bro. Don't worry about a thing. We got you. We're going to treat you right. All your save progress carries over to the full release, by the way. So excellent. My main concern of like, oh, I don't want to do this roguelike, lose all my progress whenever they release. I think they said they're not releasing until 2025. Anyways, so we're not getting 1.0 until 2025. So if you wanted it and you're on console, that's not my problem. Yeah. Sorry, you're going to be on that poverty time. You're getting the second. What do they call it? Sloppy seconds from the PC players.
Get a Steam Deck. That's what y'all should be doing.
Get a Steam Deck. What are we doing? But I've been playing this early access. I probably put somewhere between six to ten hours in there, if not more. Okay. Because my internet was out. I ain't had nothing else to do. We'll talk about that in the cooldown. This game is clean. It's clean. I want to get your thoughts because you played the technical test. I want to get your thoughts off the technical test. And I'm sure you already gave them, but let's rehash
we'll run it back real quick. I think Hades 2, just based off of the technical test, it sets up a nice little story. It drops you into the same world, but different, if that makes sense, where you're like, okay, I'm familiar with like what's going on in Hades, but everything is like off. Everything's different in a way. Then you find out, for starters, you're in a different location slightly. You're obviously playing as a different main character who is the younger sister of Zagreus, our main character from the first game. And then you're finding out something happened to Zagreus. Something happened to Hades. Something happened to you and Zagreus's mom. Like, what's going on? Like, why are we doing this? And so that's like the big, like, overarching, like, you know, task that you've been tasked with for this game. I feel like in Hades 1, you were so focused. I think Zagreus was just focused on getting out of Hades, right? He just wanted to meet his family. He was like, yo, you got me cooped up down here. So you've got like angsty boy syndrome. Now I feel like the stakes are a little bit higher. Now it's like, we gotta like put a stop to Chrono. We got to put a stop to this man before he, like, you know, everybody's in wartime right now. And I think that I like that, like, kind of change in like tone without like really sacrifice. It doesn't really sacrifice anything for that change of tone. It doesn't feel like it's like a, oh, this is a completely different game. It still feels like Hades. So, and I did only get to play the first area just because I was in the technical test. So I'm excited to hear from you about maybe like some of the areas past the first area and like what have you been encountering? Have you beaten a run? All that type of stuff.
I have not beaten a run yet. Really? I've gotten to a third boss. That's how I'll put it. I don't know if it was, you know how like they had the Minotaur mid fight or mid run. Sometimes
middle of the level. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I fought something similar to that after beating the first two bosses. I don't know if that was going to be the boss for that level. I don't know if that was going to be like a mid boss. I wasn't quite clear on that before I died, but I got, you know, past two areas into the third area. This game is, as far as I'm concerned, a damn near complete game. Like, it feels like Hades 1. Like the weapons feel fleshed out in terms of like the weapons they're offering you to unlock. They got all the trinkets and stuff from Hades 1. They got a ton of other systems on top of that that you can add. There's this whole like tarot card type system that gives you perks to start each run with. And obviously you got your whole magic now, which is like the kind of the big twist on your player character in this game. You have these magic spells that you can integrate into your strategy and your builds. This feels solid. It feels like a Hades 2. And from what I've played so far, it feels very expansive. Like I said, I've already put 10 hours or so in, and I feel like I'm at no point to stop. Like I feel like I'm going to beat a couple of runs before I feel like I'm even tired of this, and who knows what I'll find along the way. Because it feels like similar to Hades as you're playing and you're like, oh, okay. Like, what's this room? Like, this room looks different. Let me check this out. And now you're encountering this new random character. Hades 2 is the same way, where the more you play, every now and again, you'll see something peculiar on a run. You'll be like, oh, let me check this out. And this kind of changes the way you play, or it changes how you view a certain encounter, or now something when you go back to the encampment or whatever changes. And now you have a little different little perk that you can interact with. I think it feels really great. And like you said, it feels like Hades, same but different. And I feel like it feels robust enough to where if you really enjoyed Hades, like if you got a lot of value out of that, I think even though the whole game hasn't changed, it's not like they rebuilt the fucking thing from the ground up. Like the mechanics are different enough, and the way they force you to go about your strategies are different enough that you'll still have a blast with this. Like, the bosses are interesting. The first boss is a cool boss, but I think that is just like a taste. Like, it's the same as fighting the harpies in the first one, or the harpy, who at one point turns into the harpies. But you get to the second boss and I was like, oh shit, this is pretty unique. This is not something that I would expect. Like, it turns things on its head a little bit. And you get to the third boss and I'm like, oh, this is even cooler. So I think it has all the same charm. It has a bunch of little tweaks here and there that make this well worth picking up second time around, even in early access. I think you'll easily get your money's worth, $30 right now, or whatever it is. You'll be eating good for sure.
And this is Supergiant's first sequel. Every other game they've done, they've put out at least four or five games now where they just said, all right, we hit it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
They said, nah, Hades is something special.
The bag was a little too strong on this one. They said, wait. We got to spin the block on this one real quick.
Did Hades win any awards that year? Was it 2020, 2021?
I'm sure it won Game of the Year in some places. It had to have. Okay. I'm sure it won other awards too. But I know by the end of the year at that time, people were definitely looking at Hades like it was a special game, which it was. So, yeah, I have no doubt it won some stuff.
BAFTA. Yeah, I got BAFTA Game Awards for Best Game.
Easy.
Easy, man. Nice.
Easy. So yeah, check out Hades if you have a PC. Like I said, if you don't have a PC, I mean, sloppy seconds. See you in 2025. I'm not even going to be talking about this shit in 2025. Y'all going to be like, oh, wow, did you see the first boss? I mean, come on, man. Come on. We're over here playing Death Stranding 2, and you're trying to tell me you beat the first boss of Hades 2? Come on. You're on the wrong sequel. Get your Steam Deck. Play it in 2024 like people who know what's going on. Stop playing with us. Nice. All right. This ain't one to sleep on. Thank you. Moving on. Tango Gameworks shut down. All right. Man. Microsoft, we're about to pack y'all asses up. Tango Gameworks shut down. Perfect Dark not looking good, apparently. We need to make smaller games that win us awards, apparently, is a quote I just saw earlier today. And I'm not even going to say, what are we doing? Because first of all, I know y'all don't know what we're doing. It's not, there's no point in asking the question. Why would I ask a question y'all don't even have an answer to? First and foremost, I'll get this out of the way. I don't want to hear no motherfucker out there who did not play Hi-Fi Rush. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. If you did not turn Hi-Fi Rush on, if you did not download that, I don't want to hear no outrage. I don't want to hear none of that. Cause y'all the problem, y'all part of the problem, all right?
Yeah,
we've been gassing up Hi-Fi Rush since the day it dropped. I had that shit downloaded when it was announced. The same day it was ready to go, I downloaded, I played it, I beat it that same weekend or whatever. I was locked in. I know motherfuckers over at PlayStation, y'all PlayStation motherfuckers. I mean, I'm technically a PlayStation motherfucker, but I had it on Game Pass. Y'all PlayStation motherfuckers, I know y'all didn't buy this shit. Y'all casuals, I know you don't even know what the fuck Hi-Fi Rush is.
They don't know what we're talking about.
Y'all don't know what we're talking about. So first and foremost, I don't want to hear nothing about no, oh, I can't believe they shut, you know, Tango Gameworks down at Hi-Fi. They were going to make Hi-Fi Rush 2. Shut up, because y'all didn't play that shit. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Because that's first and foremost. And I know all this stuff about, and we're going to pack Microsoft up in a second. Don't worry, we're going to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you a question. Can you think of one studio that put out a game that just didn't sell, then, you know, people not buying it, that lived to tell the tale, came around, spun the block, and said, actually, we're going to make a game that's a W. Like, and I'm not talking about indie games that are like, you know, they find their own funding. I'm talking about, can you think of a PlayStation game, Xbox game that came out, did zero numbers, and then came back, and people are like, actually, we'll let them get a second chance on this one.
Not off the top of my head. I'm trying to think.
Not off the top of my head. Yeah. I can't think of one.
Okay, I was about to say, you got
they one. They shut down Japan Studio. Like,
oh, they over did at shut, PlayStation. I forgot about them. Yeah, they did shut
down. I mean, this was regular. Like, yeah. The math is mathing. You know how they say the math is not mathing? The math makes sense. I'm not mad at the math. I know motherfuckers didn't play it. Y'all motherfuckers do this all the time. Oh, bring back fucking, what was the last game? What was the Insomniac joint on Xbox?
Sunset Overdrive.
Bring back Sunset Overdrive. Nobody. Not one of y'all motherfuckers was talking about Sunset Overdrive when that shit. That's like the fucking ugly girl in high school. Mm-hmm. Everybody was clowning on. Now she looked good in college, and y'all talking about, oh, y'all trying to slide in the DMs. Insomniac, now they put out Spider-Man 2. Now y'all want to see Sunset Overdrive come back.
Yeah.
Shut y'all corny asses up. You don't see me asking for no Sunset Overdrive. I didn't play the shit. I'll wear that on my sleeve. I know I ain't got no right to ask for that shit back. Shut y'all corny asses up. This is how it works. And I get the frustration. I'm frustrated. I wanted a Hi-Fi Rush 2 100%. That was the best Xbox game I played in a hot minute. But if nobody's playing the joints, it don't matter. Y'all getting the axe. You saw the report that they said they asked for a Hi-Fi Rush 2, and they're like, yeah, we got to pack these boys up. They over here asking for what budget? For what sequel? Y'all, we got to get y'all up out of here. Apparently, that's what they said. God, that's what the reporting was.
That's insane.
How you feeling about the overall Hi-Fi Rush news and the what are the other studios? I want to get
Arcane
the other
Austin.
Oh,
we gonna get to that.
We gonna get to that. We gonna get to them.
Oh, yeah,
how you feel about And then Alpha Dog Studios got merged into the Elder Scrolls Online studio or something like that.
Okay.
Some. But anyways, let's start on Tango Gameworks.
I'm going to start on Tango Gameworks. Obviously, I'm distraught. I don't... The thing with Tango is I just feel like they never... They had one slip-up in my mind, and that was Ghostwire Tokyo. And that was... First, I think that started out as a PlayStation game. So like that's just like...
Yeah.
You know, whole separate thing, whatever. Evil Within 1 and 2, they were just decent games. Ain't nobody mad at them. That's just the way, you know, shit. People played the games a little bit. They liked the games. They, you know, it was all right, right? Then we get Hi-Fi Rush, critical acclaim. Everybody's hyping it up. Obviously, you know, your average folk person is not playing it, but it's still a well-received game. It's like, I just don't get... I mean, like you said, it's the numbers game, the math is mathing, but I feel like you gotta have a little bit of foresight to figure out, okay, how can we still capitalize off of Hi-Fi Rush's, you know, like popularity, and how can we move forward with that? Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Question.
Because of what you exactly said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say Hi-Fi Rush didn't sell well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't it sell well? Let me ask you. Was it because the game was mid, or could it possibly have something to do with it shadow dropped on a fucking in a showcase that only hardcore fans are watching?
Mm-hmm.
No marketing behind it, supporting it as it should be a best selling game, or like it's something to be proud of. What, like, sure, the math is mathing, but what was the expected outcome? Y'all put this shit out, and granted,
I see what you're saying.
They may have had this thing cooking before they bought them, and they were like, they saw the Hi-Fi Rush and, oh, that's cute. After y'all drop that, we're getting y'all out of here. We'll let y'all put it on PlayStation. It'll take a couple that, while we get all y'all fucking termination papers letter ready, we'll put it on PlayStation. But we don't care about no Hi-Fi Rush. What was the expected outcome? Like, y'all didn't promote it. Like, right, that's y'all true, shadow yeah. dropped it. Y'all didn't build up to it. It was a clean game. But I feel like they didn't do what it needed to do to ensure like that it hit succeed. Hit the numbers that it hit. Like, so what do you think that, I mean, maybe you disagree and you feel like if the game had the heat that it was supposed to have, like a Power World or something, it could have sold itself. I don't know where you're falling on this, but I feel like Microsoft kind of sent it out to die.
I can get behind that train of thought, because, you know, otherwise they would have had some level of marketing behind it, some like announcement. I guess in the past I always thought like, oh, Shadow Drop was a good thing. You know, it kind of having a game surprise you is a good thing for, you know, for gaming. Cause like, whoa, look at this, you know, this new cool shiny thing. But I think that's a naive way of thinking. I think that's definitely that's the me of the past. The me of the now is like, you gotta get some type of hype generated behind your game before you come out there, or else it's just not gonna sell well. Like, I think, like, you, once again, the numbers show that that's not the case. We don't live in fairy tale world in that case. So yeah, man, sent to die though, I guess. That's the only way I can see it, man. That's really the only way I can see it. But the thing, what you mentioned too, is that they sent it to die. They're drafting up, you know, they put it on PlayStation. They're drafting up, you know, termination papers. Then what's the point? You know, what are they getting out of Tango Gameworks? What did they get?
They got their little, they got this project that had already has debt accrued because they already spent the development cost to build it halfway. They finished it out within the last 2 years, 3 years. They recouped that debt loss. Put it on, we didn't actually fully recoup it. Let's put it on PlayStation, squeeze a little more juice out of it. And then now we're as close to breaking even as possible on this debt that we had to take over from Bethesda, is how I see it.
But like, what was the point initially of even getting Tango Gameworks, though? I just don't.
You have to take it. What are you going to say? You're going to say, hey, yeah, we want Bethesda proper for Fallout and all that stuff, and we don't want nobody else?
Oh, wait. Was Tango underneath Bethesda?
Yeah, Tango is in the Bethesda deal.
That's right. Okay, I see now. I understand.
So you got to take it.
You have you're to like, take it, right?
Like, you know how somebody, you do some trade. I'm trying to think of like a game or something, but you do some trade and you're getting some, you're like, oh yeah, I really want this card or whatever. But you also got to take, you're like, okay, I'll give you three of my good cards. He'll give me that good card that I really want. And also some doo-doo cards that I don't really give a fuck about these cards or whatever, but I'll take them anyways. They're just a part of to get the fair value. And then once you got them, it's like, okay, I got what I really wanted. Let me throw these other cards. You know, we'll burn these. We don't need these. Not worried about those.
You know what? I got a real world example for this. When I bought my 3080.
There you go.
Newegg hold me. They were like, we're going to charge you, you know, a little bit extra premium to get this 3080. Yep. And we throwing in this motherboard that I looked up and nobody wanted it. Nobody liked it.
Yep.
And I was like,
yep.
Man, like, what are we doing here? So,
and I could get with the line of thinking where it's like, all right, you had Ghostwire Tokyo. And if it stopped at Ghostwire Tokyo and they closed down Tango Gameworks after their lead developer, Shinji Mikami or whatever, left to go do his own thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. I'm not super mad at that because Ghostwire Tokyo didn't have no... It didn't look like it was producing nothing for the brand recognition. It didn't look like that fun of a game. I don't know how much it cost, but it didn't look like it sold that well. Like on all metrics and accounts, it looked like Ghostwire Tokyo didn't provide much, if any, value to Xbox as a part of this Bethesda deal. But when you have Hi-Fi Rush, like I think that's a brand goldmine. Like having that Chai, and to be fair, they still have it, but nobody is there to nurture it. To have that mascot under the Microsoft brand, it's like, that's like one of the first wins they have for building that brand back up. So like I don't know how small the team was before it got cut, but I don't know how you just don't slim the team down a little bit and say, all right, now you guys, you know, ain't no more Evil Within budgets, ain't no more Ghostwire Tokyo budgets. We'll just give you a Hi-Fi Rush 2 budget and see what we can do with this. I don't see how you don't even just take that chance. And I know Microsoft proper is like, fuck all this experimentation. Y'all need to start giving us our money back after y'all blowing these bags on Activision. But that's, I get all that, but we're going out sad. That's,
I know they not, that's talking, the big, though. That's they the big one. Putting, you know, experimenting with OpenAI.
Yeah, y'all they about to, get, you know, buy the whole OpenAI team.
Yeah.
Come on now. Anyways, obviously we also got Arcane, Austin shut down. Yeah. Maker of how many of my favorite games? At least they did Prey. Is that it?
Did they do Deathloop? I think they did.
They didn't do Deathloop.
Do Deathloop? What else
did... No, that was Leon.
So who else did... Maybe they did like the Outsider?
Maybe.
What did they get? What did they actually do, man? Prey?
I know they did Prey and Prey Moon Crash or whatever.
Right. And nobody also didn't really care for that one. I'm seeing they did Dishonored. Oh. Okay, no, they're hoeing me right now. I'm trying to get the right answers. They put me on the Arcane Studios page.
Ask ChatGPT.
I'm not asking. I will ask GPT. I got Copilot built in to the Windows dashboard right now. I will ask it.
All right. Windows dashboard.
Windows taskbar, you know what I mean.
Okay. That's kind of clean. You had to pay for that?
No, it's just, it just popped up on the bar one day. I said,
oh, all right. Do I have that?
Oh, look in the bottom right. You see a little symbol?
Oh, I see it. I have it in the top right.
Oh, you're in the top right. Are you on Windows 11?
I have no clue. I'm going to be honest with you.
I know, man. Arcane
Austin. I'm worried about that.
A branch of Arcane Studios has developed several popular games. You're saying Dishonored.
That can't be right.
Maybe Dishonored 1?
No, this shit is busted because it's over here telling me they made Dishonored 2. All right. As far as I know, they only made Prey. Somebody can correct me, and Redfall, obviously.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. The Arcane Austin, say what you will. It's sad that they have to go. I am really sad about the Arcane Austin one. But I think Arcane Austin had already gotten hoed well before Microsoft has stepped foot in the arena. you know, like switching your whole dev team over to make Redfall and have Redfall be as bad as it was. Like, I mean, you're cooked. You cooked that whole studio with that gamble. It did not pay off. And now what do you have left? You have a bunch of people that are there to make a fucking co-op multiplayer game. You got people who know about servers and all this stuff. As far as I know, as far as I understand, you need a lot, basically a whole different group of people with a whole different skill set to be able to go back to the immersive sim prey days. Because as far as I understand, all those people left on the Redfall Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So pack them up. I don't like that decision, but I'm not as upset about that decision as the Tango Gameworks. Because y'all had a win in Tango Gameworks. No wins in this Redfall situation since y'all acquired them. I get it. And there's no indication that we would have returned to the Prey days. So, sure, I get that. But let's talk about Microsoft overall, right? Because I need to hear where you're at with this. Are you still giving them a bit of grace now hearing that Perfect Dark isn't doing well, now seeing Tango Gameworks and Moon or Arcane Austin is being packed up? Based off of what we still know to come, based off of all the news that we've seen up until now, that's including the PlayStation releases and however you take all the game releases, taking Forza 5, taking Psychonauts, Hi-Fi Rush, Starfield. How are you feeling about Xbox? Are they cooked? Are you done? Are you losing trust? Like, where are we at?
I've definitely lost trust here. You know, I think you and I have been, you know, pretty, you know, I like to say we have a pretty solid understanding of the games industry, or at least to a certain degree. And, you know, we are able to, you know, have a faith in Xbox. We're able to see in the vision that they were initially trying to, you know, accomplish, like from the beginning of the generation, the end of this last generation, with their move to xCloud, with their, you know, with them pumping up their numbers on game studios, with them, you know, introducing Game Pass and whatnot. I think you and I, we were locked in. We were like, okay, we see the vision. But when you take missteps on your vision, like, what? I just don't understand. Like, I just feel like it just doesn't inspire any confidence in me anymore. I won't say that I'm out on Xbox. I won't say that, oh, I got to turn my back on Xbox after this. But I will say that they are on the verge. I think they're on the verge of being, you know, back in that same position as they were in prior to, back in the Xbox One days, where everybody was looking at them as a laughing stock. I mean, people are already laughing at Microsoft. They never really stopped the masses never really stopped laughing at Microsoft and Xbox. But I was hoping that this generation would give them that opportunity to kind of change that public perception and allow folks to really, like, you know, put some respect on name again. You know, this is the same company that put out the 360. Like, you know, bring us back to those days. That's what I was hoping would happen. But when you make these fumbles, when you make these missteps, when you shut down studios that you just spent, you know, money, you know, purchasing, nobody's going to rock with you for real. So I don't know, man. I won't say I'm a Microsoft hater now, but I'm definitely like, let me chill on, you know, saying, oh yeah, I'm Game Pass's number one fan and stuff like that.
I mean, I still rock with Game Pass. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
I still rock with Game Pass. I just played Crab Game a week ago or whatever. I'm chilling on Game Pass. You know, I already got my 3 years locked in, whatever. It's whatever. We'll get back to that. But yeah, I mean, we could hit all the, like, oh, basically, this is how I set up. Very recent analogy. Xbox is Drake. It really is. Whoa. Drake. Xbox likes little kids, is what we're saying. No, I'm just, whoa, Xbox is a fan.
No.
But no, like, really, it's like everybody, nobody's going to give you no grace on this. All right. Mm. Like, you better be batting. This will make sense when you listen to the cooldown tomorrow. You better be batting perfect. But there's all these unforced errors. Like, you know what people are going to say. Like, in the cooldown, I said, Drake knew Kendrick was going to call the man a pedophile. And somehow you did not strategize for that, right? People, Xbox knows people say they don't have games. Xbox knows people say they have a brand problem. Xbox knows all of these things, right? And I get it. You can't make games out of nowhere. You can't make games out of thin air. You can't just spin up a studio and have a game ready to go next day, or next year, next 2 years. I get it. I get all of that stuff. And that's why, like you said, we look at the vision and we're saying, I see the vision. Like, I appreciate the vision. And a key word is appreciate. I never said that I 100% think this will work out for them. And this is like, they have everything figured out. But it's like, I appreciate y'all experimenting and trying to actively go out and fill in the gaps where y'all clearly have had problems, right? Y'all buying studios, y'all making new studios, y'all are announcing games that should fill gaps in your portfolio, but it's unforced error after unforced error. You obviously had the Starfield shit, which, you know, I appreciate Xbox in giving Bethesda time to, you know, fix whatever problems they had going on, but I'm sorry, y'all bought the used car, and the used car is not working as y'all thought it was going to run, right? The used car is not running. So now when you're like, oh yeah, you tell your friends, oh yeah, I got this new whip coming. Like, this shit's about to be clean. And now you got that shit at the mechanic and you're praying the mechanic can do some shit to make sure when your friends actually see the car for the first time, it's not running right. The shit did not run right. And now they clowned you. Now you're the dude with the broke car. Now you're the dude who bought the used car looking like a clown. All right.
And it don't matter now, if you fix the car at that point.
Now you, the Hi-Fi Rush analogy, people always clown you because you're single. You ain't got no girl. You can't get no girl. You bring this girl you dating around. Oh, she's kind of clean. She cute. Like, she's funny. Everybody, oh, wow, I can't believe you actually bagged this girl. What's going on? A month later. Oh, yeah, I broke up with her because she was doing, on some bullshit. It's like, bro, what were you doing, bro? You had it. You had to win.
So that's why
I'm looking at these guys like, what are you like? Y'all are, I see the pieces, but y'all just cannot finesse yourselves into a fucking win. And it's like, we all see how the shit should play out. And it's like 100%. I like the vision, like me believing the vision or whatever, is like from the top. When we talk about management, how do y'all not see the shit that we see? Like, how do y'all not see the shit playing out? Like, it's played out a million times at this point. We've seen, you know, pitfall after pitfall. We've seen studios run into issues. The playbook is wide open. Anybody could tell you how this shit's going to go. You see Redfall. You see this shit's broken and busted. Why are you putting this out? You see Hi-Fi Rush. Sure, y'all might be in the hole. And granted, maybe there's some motherfucker who don't even play video games saying, I don't give a fuck about no BAFTA that this fucking Hi-Fi Rush one. I am on your ass. Y'all better find me, $50 million in recouped losses or something. And I get it. I get that that's the conversation happening behind doors. But optically, you're just digging yourself in a bigger hole because the people that are at the foundation and the ones that are reciprocating your message and spreading the word about these games. Granted, y'all fucking failed at spreading the word about Hi-Fi Rush. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, that's a strike against it. But all the people that are in your corner that are trying to, are going to be the ones to spread the gospel about the Xbox brand are losing faith in you. So I don't care that the casual fan has never heard of Hi-Fi Rush. Like, when Hi-Fi Rush 2 came out with a bigger budget and bigger everything else, then those OG people could say, hey, bro, like, y'all slept on Hi-Fi Rush 1. Like, be ready for this one. Let's have the whole market campaign. That's all done now. Like, now you're starting from square one. Now we're back to that fucking car and Master Chief. That's in Marcus Fenix, who's, we all know, he's in some shack somewhere. All these motherfuckers are lost. Where are they? Got fucking one missing poster, missing on the back of the milk carton. Where are these fucking brand mascots that we're waiting for? Where are these fucking games? Perfect Dark, and I'll tell you right now, the whole Perfect Dark news, like, people seeing the Perfect Dark news and saying, oh, Xbox is, you know, they're fucked. I can't believe this Perfect Dark. I tell you right now, Perfect Dark, all that shit that we saw at the beginning of the console launch, I already took that shit as a wash. I already took that as I was never going to see Perfect Dark. I'm definitely sure as hell never going to see Everwild. And State of Decay, I might see that one, but I'm damn sure not going to be looking like that original trailer.
It got released years ago, man.
State of Decay 3 is damn sure not going to look like whatever the fuck they showed us 10 years ago. I promise that. So that's already a wash. You could send me You could send me a fucking news article tomorrow talking about State of Decay. Yeah, they only got the start screen. I infiltrated the studio, and apparently all they made is the start screen so far. And I'd be like, I believe it. That's more than I thought they had at this point, if I'm being honest. So, like, all this stuff is cooked, but what I'm saying is, like, sure, the vision may not pan out. I understand all this stuff takes time, but the moment-to-moment decisions that are being made and the way that they are being made is just, it's just textbook dummy behavior. Textbook dummy behavior. And I get it. Maybe it's just like, hey, we're cooked. The Game Pass ain't doing what we thought it was going to do. We got Activision. Now we're just going to, you know, live on Call of Duty, and Call of Duty is going to be the driving force. And maybe we'll have, you know, we'll have a couple hits here and there surrounding the Call of Duty money machine. Sure. Maybe. I mean, maybe that's where we are. We already talked about Game Pass being like Movie Pass in terms of, like, yeah, it's too good to be true. Enjoy it while it lasts. It's going to run. I don't think the Game Pass is going to be around for the next 30 years. I think that shit is going to run out of steam sooner rather than later.
We're living in a golden age, and we're going to crash.
For sure. Okay. Like, I've been saying this. I'm not deluding myself that I think Game Pass is making a ton of money. I don't care about that. I just want to use it for as long as I could use it. I don't care what type of money Game Pass is making. I know what kind of money it's not charging me because I'm hacking it and I'm, you know, I'm stacking up years and all this stuff. That's a good deal for me. But yeah, like, we'll see. We'll see what this Hellblade launch. I mean, even the Hellblade game, y'all been talking about Hellblade for 4 years, like, since the Xbox One was announced at the Game Awards. We had the Xbox, you know, Jeff Keighley coming out talking about this is real gameplay. And now the game is coming out in, like, what, 2 weeks? And we still don't know. Ain't nobody got codes in their hands. Ain't nobody talking about.
Nobody has codes? Shit.
That's what I hear.
No.
So it's just like, and I get it. Hellblade is not, once again, similar to Hi-Fi Rush. I don't care how big y'all set up Hellblade to be. The casual motherfucker on the side of the street is not going to know about no Hellblade. Maybe every now and again they will, but the casual motherfucker is not going to know about Hellblade. I promise you what. They're closing down Tango Gameworks. They're closing down these other studios because they're like, actually, we need to make a fucking Fallout, bro. All these motherfuckers are watching this TV and you're telling me they have to go play Fallout 76? What the fuck are we doing? Close, shut all this shit down. Let's go make another Fallout. Fallout fucking New Mexico or whatever we got to do.
Yeah.
That's probably what they're talking about, because at the end of the day, and this is shown tenfold, even across PlayStation and everybody except Nintendo, where they could put out Bugsy McGee, and we're selling 4 or 5 million copies on Nintendo, but
because they got the diehard fans, bro. They got the solid fan bases out there.
Yes, those fan bases hold it down. But as, like, no matter how hard you try, and no matter what Phil Spencer says, and I like Phil Spencer. Phil Spencer is fun to listen to. He's giving you inside baseball and all that stuff is great. But the whole shit about, oh yeah, we want people to make the games they want to make and blah, blah, blah. You got 5, 6, 7 asterisks on that, because it's like,
it's obviously not nobody,
nobody's buying this shit. Yeah. Like, nobody's buying this shit. Like, nobody's buying Hi-Fi Rush. I mean, people might buy Hellblade. Not enough people are going to buy Hellblade. I promise you that. People don't want that shit. Like, I feel like people don't realize how lucky Sony got with their run on the PlayStation 4. Mm. You got Last of Us. You got God of War. You got Ghost of Tsushima. You got Horizon. You got 4 fucking games you can make sequels and trequels off of. That's crazy. Y'all are me. That's why the PS4 has done so fucking well. Because they say, hey, now we're just going to eat off of this. Everybody come over. We're bringing everybody. We all just going to feast. Because we got a huge-ass meal over here with these 4 IP. We hit 4 times in a row. Granted, God of War, we repacked it up. But we repacked it up beautifully. Made it a whole different game. 4 times in a row. And people ask him, why won't you remake Bloodborne? They say, Fuck a Bloodborne. We got fucking, we hit four times over here, and y'all want us to waste money on remaking this? Are y'all out of your mind? I mean, like, the writing's on the wall. I think it's very clear how these companies are moving now. And, like, lost trust in Microsoft. Yes, in terms of, like, lost trust in their ability to execute. I still think the propositions for the games are interesting and intriguing to me. Like, I like the South of Midnight being in a showcase. I like the Clockwork Revolution and, you know, all the fables and, like, the variety that we're seeing in these showcases and, like, the variety that they're promising as a slate of games. Like, all that I think is fantastic. And I think that's the route that everybody should be going on in terms of promising variety. That's what they did in the PS4 era that made them so successful on the PlayStation side. But their ability to execute and deliver on these games is unseen. Like, Hi-Fi Rush, sure, they delivered on it, but they flopped on the marketing. They weren't able to execute on the marketing to sell what they needed to. Starfield, we all know that story. So we got Hellblade here. I have no doubt that, I mean, maybe there's some doubt, but I think Hellblade will be a good game. But I think they will flop on the marketing. I don't think that they will position it as a big game. Indiana Jones, who knows? That might be the first time that they actually hit both in quality of game and marketing. We'll see. But that's a long time away from now for us to not have any proof in the pudding. Like, we're going to another Xbox showcase, and we don't really have a lot to show since the previous one. Starfield, y'all spent a lot of time on that. That was a great showcase. Everybody was hyped up based off of the preview. Game did not hit to the levels that they were promising in the preview. Obviously, Hi-Fi Rush hit, but we didn't know about that. And then, what, we got Hellblade, which some people will enjoy for sure. I'm sure it's going to be too abstract and too X, Y, and Z for
the common man.
To the common man. So, I don't know. June is right around the corner. We're a month away from June, and I feel like we're still relatively in the same place that we were in a year ago. And this has happened like 4 years in a row for Microsoft. So I think they're cooked. They are absolutely cooked because they don't know what to do with the stuff they got over there.
I mean, I think it's like you said, they've got the Call of Duty machine.
Yeah.
Now nothing. I think that only puts us in a worse position for, I guess, like the public perception of Xbox, because now it's just like, well, they're just Call of Duty machine. They're not going to really.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to be on the back burner potentially. So.
And the other article that I didn't get to, they're debating putting Call of Duty in Game Pass. They're debating.
Debating.
What's the debate? Put that shit in. If you don't put the shit in there, I won't call that an unforced error, because I know when you put Call of Duty into Game Pass, you let the genie out of the bottle. You cannot then say next year's Call of Duty is not in Game Pass.
That is true.
Like, so once you do that the first time, you are giving away, you are basically signing away X amount of money, X amount of millions and millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars potentially. So I get that. I get that there is a debate, but you guys already fucked yourselves by saying everything is day one in Game Pass. So except the one game that everybody wants to be in Game Pass, y'all not going to put it in there? Don't do it. Do not do it. You will. Y'all, if y'all think y'all got knocked over the head for the PlayStation stuff, y'all got knocked over the head for this Tango Gameworks, let y'all not put Call of Duty into the fucking Game Pass. Somebody, y'all will be battered and bruised on social media.
They already battered and bruised, bro. They're going to be broken.
They'll be at the fucking headquarters talking about, bring Phil Spencer out here. Bring him out. Bring him out. They're going to say, we ain't leaving until he's out here.
Protest. No, not the violent protest in front of.
Yes, sir.
In Redmond.
They're going to be in Redmond saying, bring this man out here. We just want to talk. So, you know. We'll see what happens. To wrap this up, let's take a bet. And we can have the same. We could be on the same side. Don't matter. I'm just curious. Will they announce Call of Duty being in Game Pass in June?
I'll say yeah.
I'll say no. I don't think that they will announce it. I'm not going to say that they're going to say it's not going to be in Game Pass. They will not mention it.
This June.
They will not mention it. And if they don't mention it, it's not going in there.
Are we talking about the new iteration, this whatever called Black Ops 5 or whatever?
Black Ops, yeah, Black Ops
5. I was thinking, thinking about, I guess, like the history, the like, you know, the legacy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The history, yeah, I'm talking about the new one.
You're talking about the new one, okay. Just to keep things interesting, I'll stay, yeah. I'll just stay, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I think we're not betting nothing.
If y'all, and I'll tell you right now, how you know we'll be in trouble, and I could be wrong about this, but if they start listing off all the Call of Duty games coming into Game Pass in that showcase, you're in trouble. Because they're already trying to take the edge off of not putting this new one in there. They're like, look at these 20 fucking Call of Duty games available today in Game Pass. Y'all are not getting that new joint. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Y'all better get ready to be playing on Dollar Login or whatever the fuck them levels be called on World at War. For the guys, obviously, Guten Login or whatever the fuck. Lord. Great. Get ready to boot that shit up. Go
Ain't
ahead and get your little.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Hopefully, the DLC will be free too, but go ahead and enjoy that because y'all will not be playing Black Ops. No.
Maybe they'll hit them with a discount for the game.
Maybe they'll get you. I mean, everything on Game Pass, you'll get a little 20-30% off. So
yeah.
Go ahead and get your lick off. Pay a little. $45, you're $50 instead of $70. If they start listing off all those COD games in the main showcase, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. I promise you that. So, I mean, that's it. What's the next Xbox game you're really excited for? Like, you're like, I can't wait for that one.
Next Xbox game?
Yeah.
Silk Song, bro. What are you talking about? That's the
okay. Wait. How much goodwill do they buy back if they give out, basically set up the Silk Song release, whatever, either it's a shadow drop or they setting it up or whatever. How much goodwill do they get back if they're like Silk Song is available on Game Pass right now or tomorrow or whatever it is?
I think it's only will be like 30% goodwill back. Just because 30%. I think they're digging themselves in these holes. They're tearing down these studios. People already see them as like this corporate machine. Silk Song is obviously will be a nice thing to have. And obviously, you know, we're going to be playing that day one for sure.
Yeah.
But in terms of like the overall like view of Microsoft, it'll be like, oh, thanks for that. Y'all still some, you know, shady ass motherfuckers, you know?
So. Yeah, 100%. I'm with you. I'm like, yeah, y'all might get. If it happens in the showcase, I don't want to hear nothing. I'm going to go crazy. If I'm watching this fucking showcase and Silk Song, I'm like, Xbox. I'm going to be Game Pass, Xbox. I'm going to be going crazy. But after I sober up a week later or whatever, I'm still back on y'all asses, especially for the Call of Duty shit. But in the moment, that would be a clean drop. What they really need to do is say, actually, we lost the fucking PlayStation version. We lost the Switch version. It's only on Xbox and PC for the next month or something. That would probably piss people off more than it would hype people up. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to sell consoles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To sell copies of Game Pass.
Getting them copies,
That's not going to happen, but that'd be funny as fuck. All right. Outside of Silk Song.
Outside of Silk Song?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would. It's so far away, but like, I'd like to see more from Fable. It's just like a series I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see something about it that's more concrete, but I'm not really expecting that. That's just what I think would be the one that I might be most excited to see.
Yep.
But
that's. Yeah. That's I'm right there with you in terms of like the slate of games that we know have a possibility of coming out or we've seen at least a little bit of. Fable is definitely, I think, the one where I'm like, based off of what has been presented to me so far, Fable is the first one that is like, I can't miss this one.
Right.
Like, when this drops, I need to be there ready to go. Indiana Jones, I'm excited for. I love fucking Machine, but we don't fully know how that's going to take shape. There's room for that to be mid or just all right.
Yeah.
Hellblade, I'm very excited for. Same thing, though. It's not going to be, I'll be there day one. It'll be fun. But Fable looks like it might be something special. And I'm afraid if that's the first time we get something special, is 2 years from now, maybe, that's too late. Y'all have already fumbled. Like, y'all ain't got enough cachet to last that long. So y'all better announce that Gear 6 is coming out next year.
Yep.
Expeditiously.
Yeah, that's how you get folks so back
that's
in.
That's all y'all need. Yeah. Press the red button. And it can't be no Halo shit where shit's popping in the trailer and they on your ass.
Oh.
Like, shit needs to be. Y'all need to give this to the same motherfuckers that made Avatar 6 Way of Water. Go ahead and help them cook your CGI trailer up. Get some crisp gameplay. We need it all. So that's it. Mm-mm. All right. We'll go ahead and end it there. We'll skip the bracket. Yeah, we'll skip the April Annihilation. Of course, we're on May 8th, but we're in May Mayhem now.
We're in May Mayhem. Wait, that's clean.
We'll skip that until next week because we've already had a long cooldown, a long episode. Do you have any words you want to leave the listeners with?
Listeners at home, I feel like y'all are already pretty tuned in. Hopefully tuned in to the games that we play, the games that we put y'all onto. But y'all just need to give these games a chance. Get on Game Pass. Try out the little guys. Cause you never know when your favorite
Crab Game.
Play Crab Game. Crab Game is solid. I picked up Crab Game. I played it about an hour or two the other day myself. Okay. Solid game. So
another Scrabs treasure, by the way.
Another Scrabs treasure. Hey, even the devs refer to it as Crab Game too. So we'll let it slide a little bit. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Go play these games.
I agree. If you didn't play Hi-Fi Rush, there's something, you got hate in your heart. That's all I got to say. And I don't want to hear y'all talk about any of the situation. If y'all didn't play Hi-Fi Rush, sit in the back of the audience. I don't want to hear you. Don't raise it. Put your hand down. I don't want to hear you. And I know Jardo is going to pop off on the episode talking about this, that, and the other. I don't want to hear from you, Jardo, because I know you didn't boot that shit up. I know you didn't. Sit back down.
He doesn't have magic in it. He don't like it.
And with that, redeem yourself. Y'all boot up Hades 2. Y'all undo all this Hi-Fi Rush. I'm saying boot up Hades 2. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and give them their little $30. Now play the joint, and then we're good. Then you can have the mic back again.
Beautiful.
With that, I'll see you all later. Big shout out, as always, to the Miller Child for the music. Aaron Miller for the music. You can follow him at the Miller Child on Instagram. I want to thank you all for listening, obviously. Please subscribe to this on your podcasting platform of choice and rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Before you tell your friends about us, obviously playerplayerpod.com/discord if you want to join the conversation, the daily conversation that we have in our little secret private Discord. Come talk about all sorts of things, all sorts of craziness over there. As always, you can find me on social media as the Hoop Man, where the E is a 3. You can find my co-host here, Arsene, as Pax Arsenica on Twitter and Twitch, or Arsene Lockbaugh on Instagram. And with that, keep gaming, everybody.
Game on, folks.